We are continuing our shiurim on the background to the Kabbalah, the background of the official writings of the Kitva Arizal and how they came about. So we're learning a sefer called Kitvuni Ledorot, one page Gimel. Seder Hanhagat Drushi Mipi Arizal. Yeah. וכפי שסידורים דבורים וכתבי אריזה שבידינו, אלא היו העניינים מתבארים כפי הזדמן. ואגב הדרושים הקדמות והכלולות, נתבררו כוונות וייחודים או ענייני מצוות וביאורי הפסוקים האמרים, כפי קשר הדברים אל אותה ההקדמה. באופן שכל נושא היה מסתעף או מתקשר עם הרבה דרושים בלתי מקשורים, ולא היה מבעל שום עניין בשלמות במקום אחד. It's very interesting that we really have a huge, huge advantage to the Talmidim Arizal. Now that sounds very, very strange for me to say that, and I'll tell you what I mean. It's because as we just read, we just heard, that the Arizal's Talmidim, they were hearing Shiurim from Arizal, but there wasn't any particular order to them. But rather, they were learning Sugyas. They did not see the big picture, though. Us, when we're learning Kabbalah now, we have a sefer called the Otzot Chaim, for example, or the Mevor Sha'arim, who gives us a whole beautiful overview of the whole system, Bekitzo. That definitely helps you to put things in perspective, as opposed to just looking at something be you in one little prat and try to figure out how it fits into the big hole, which they didn't have. So they were learning yonim and yonim, but without seeing the big picture. V'chein kasov be'igrat Rav Shloma Shlumel and Shifcha Ari. By the way, this Rav Shloma was a Talmid. He was actually very, very close to the times of the Arizal. Now, if not mistaken, he was related to Rav Shuruk. He was related to Rav Shuruk. Now, who was Rav Shuruk? Rav Shuruk was the son-in-law of Rav Chaim Vital. So this Rav Shlomo, the Rav Shlomo, he was a Talmid of a Talmid of the Arizal himself. Now he wrote a book called Shifcha Arizal, all stories. He brought all the stories of the Arizal. But we're talking about, he heard it came out firsthand from the Talmidim. He heard it from firsthand from the Talmidim, and that's why they're all very, very dvorim nemanim ad meot. So these stories are not some baba mices, but rather very, very much so. So in Shifrei Ari, Hashem will go through that sefer later on, he writes it like this follows. Ki b'shah shelomdu lifnei harav zal, rav is always called the Arizal, lo lomdu tamid dvorim ad sedem. They weren't always learning things according to the way they would mishtalem, in order that you would get the big picture. Shilifamim gila lehem sod echad shel tefillin. Sometimes they will learn tefillin. Betoch hadrush shel agadlut. O drush acher, drush shel man. Then they will learn something about what? Talit or drushim about man. Vekehen harabot. So they would learn dvan mufuzarim po misham, kan misham. Vechein katab harab meir papirish. And this is one of the mesadrim of the Yitzchayim. שבהקדמות ספר דרץ חיים ז"ל, והנה נודע לכל מי שבא בשער חוכמה, הרמה הזאת, כי הרב הקדוש לא היה אומר להם דברים כסדרם. We know that the reason we never tell them something which is in the order. כי הוא היה יושב ודורש מפה לחוכמה עליון, לפי המשך דרושים קשורים נחמדים מזה ומפז רב, היה מתפרשים מעליהם דרושים ייחודים, כוונות, טעמי המצוות ותיקוני הבנות, פירושי הזוהר, מרמזי המאמרי רזל, אגב, גרירה. He would just throw things left and right, right and left, all over the place, different places in Kabbalah, all over the place. לפעמים היה מבאר להם דרוש אחרון שבצילות, לפעמים, he would start at the beginning, at the end, ולפעמים היה מבאר להם דרוש תחילה, from the beginning, עולם הצילות. And what he's getting at to, because the Arizal told the Talmid that they should never write any of the lessons, because he felt that they weren't able to catch on, because only you have to great mind to follow the Bechelad Yishua. You imagine starting at the end of an Inyan and going to the beginning and then go to the Emsa and learn a different Inyan and this and so on and so on. Absolutely. And yet, nevertheless, the Talmid did write. And there was a hazara from the Arizal. He told Rav Chaim Vital, do not, or anybody, even Rav Chaim Vital said that you should not learn from the Talmidim of the Arizal. That's very, very interesting, because you think the Talmid of the Arizal would have the right to mispash the limud, everybody should learn from them. No. They write clearly that you shouldn't learn from any of the Sfarim that came out from the Talmidim of the Arizal, because if we just read over here, everything was mefuzar, and we're not confident enough to make sure that they knew exactly what he was talking about. Again, these are not my words. These are great, humongous Gaonim. These are the words of the Rizal. These are the words of Rav Chaim Vital. And therefore, Rav Chaim Vital, when after the Rizal was Niftar, what happened was is that the Rav Chaim Vital took all the writings of all the Talmidim and said, I'd like to borrow them. I wanted to look them over. He took all the writings, and you know what? He never returned it to them. Why is that? Because for the same reason. Because he was afraid that he's going to get out the wrong information, and people would get the wrong idea what all the Kitva Arizal was all about. Nevertheless, you know what happens? People jump into the Genizot. They take out everything from the Genizot, and they publish them. So today you have a lot of writings of the Talmidim Arizal, which are interesting. But you have to understand that these writings should not be taken as the end and all for the writings of the Rizal, but rather should be taken with a grain of salt, as we'll read later on. Now, Kuntras Akitzur Rav Chaim Vital Zal. Hine, le'ine k'tziv ha-drushim, kava yadu ha-sha-Rizal Zal, samach yadu al-Rav Chaim Vital, shirak hu yarad l'sof dato. We know that Rizal said only the Rav Chaim Vital should write. ומנינו לכתוב תורתו לדורות, וכם רצוני לבאר בסייעת השמיים סדר כתיבה של רב חיים ויטל ז"ל, מאז שהיה יושב תלמיד לפני רבו. אז שהוציא מתחת ידו את תורת רבו הרי, ארוך מסודר בספרים. So he was the only one mastered the writings and teachings of the Arizal, and was able to put seder into the writings. You can appreciate the godless of that, because again, nothing was said chronologically. Everything was mufuzar, mufurad. Reshit k'tivato shel Rav Chaim Vital kuntras kitur shchosham be'et shmiat drushim mipi rabo. The first thing that he wrote was something was called drush, was called madura kama. We'll read in a minute. Vehem rashi prakim b'ketzara lizechon lishnon. They were just written, and actually this wasn't Madura Kama, this was something before the Madura Kama, which was something called the Kitzur, Kuntras HaKitzur, which just bullet points, basically, of all the writings, all the Yesodot of the Arizal. Vehem hivu basis shalav banav v'shichlal et kol sifrei Torah Rabo Arizal. And this was the basis, this is going to be the building block of all the writings of the Arizal, this little Kuntras. Now, he writes over here in his notes near Devarim should be Tishrei Cheshvan, in the month of Tishrei Cheshvan, in the year Hey Shin Lamed Aleph, Hitchil Ramchal, Hitchil the Marcho Lilmod Lifnei Rabo Arizal. That's when he first started, between the month of Tishrei and Cheshvan.
Who first started?
Rav Chaim Vital. Because as we know, the Rav Chaim Vital, the Arizal came to Sfat while the Rav Chaim Vital was the Talmud Muvak of the Ramak. Ramak was the Rosh Hashiva there. He was the Gedol B'Kabbalah. And the Arizal came in as a Talmud of the yeshiva. Like nobody even noticed him at all. He just came in, sat down in the benches in the back of the yeshiva, and learning. But the Ramak with his nevuah saw straight through him, and he said he's a gadol b'Torah and Kabbalah, and he's going to lead the yeshiva. Now everybody looked at him as another Talmud. They didn't appreciate him, and even though he was around, nobody even learned from him. Nobody took him seriously, including Rav Chaim Vital. So I think there's over a year that the Arizal was there, and they didn't take advantage of it. They didn't take advantage of sitting by him. They only later on, when the Arizal made an extra effort to contact the Rav Chaim Vital quite a few times, and actually the Rav Chaim Vital actually ignored him at first. And didn't take him seriously. He said, what can this guy teach me? I've been in yeshiva, 20 years before this guy. He just pops in and he's going to teach me something. He must be kidding. Not as a gaiva. He was a very, very busy man. He was a gadol b'Torah, giving shulam yomam b'layla. And somebody calls him up. A Talmid just walks into yeshiva. It's obviously that he didn't take him too seriously for he didn't want to waste his precious time. Until the Arizal really nagged him. And he said, listen, I really have things to tell you that you might appreciate. And only at that time when he sat down to him and he just blew his mind and he said, this guy is like unbelievable. And he said, he bowed down to him. He said, now you're going to be the Rav. You're going to be my Rav. But at first, again, he didn't take him seriously. And really, he regretted it when Arizal was Nifta. And he said, Alavai, I had an extra year with Arizal. I could have learned so much more. But again, and that was what he was supposed to take, not more. So v'hainu shana v'asara. So in all we know, they only learned 1 and 10 months, 1 year and 10 months. That's the entire tekufa until the year of Hey Be'av Hey Shin Lamed Beis. That's as far as he learned with Rav Chaim Vital. V'chen katav Agaon Rav Chida in his sefer Shem Gedolim. There, when he speaks about the Rav Chaim Vital, he writes as follows: "V'zeh haya b'tchilas shana hey shin lamed alef." And then he writes the Shivcha Ari she'ichar the Rav Chaim Vital. He postponed his meeting with the Arizal many times over. Litiatzev ki talmid lifnei rabo zman shlosha yarchim. Okay, I said maybe a year, but he says over here, it actually that he, the Arizal contacted him for 3 months. Imagine, Arizal contacted Rav Chaim Vital for 3 months and he ignored him. He said, why should I be your Talmid? V'Arizal Zal higi al etzvat anus al pi dibur, limsor torato l'Rav Chaim Vital, lechiyot sherit ba'aretz, v'Rav Chaim Vital lo hechshivu. And the Rav Chaim Vital didn't machshiv him when he came in. Lo chashav shetzalech lilmod mizulato. And he didn't feel that mechitesh I should learn from somebody which is younger than me. And just walked into the yeshiva. Interesting, isn't it? He called a inyan. Nire shealav ari zal b'mitzrayim b'tzvas arech b'erech. The Arizal came to Tzvas around Iyar, Heishin Lamed. The Yadu the Az Belag Baomer came about Lag Baometa Bechai Iyar on the 18th of Iyar. Biyakar Meron, where did he go? He goes straight to Meron. Lishtach ve'ale kever Rashbi. Obviously, somebody comes from Mitzrayim. First place he goes to the Rav Chaim him being a big Mekubal already. He went to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's kever Kedat Hayom. באותו מעמד עידו הרב יונתן שגיש והרב אברהם לוי ברוכים על מנהגיו כמובן בשעה הכוונות דרוש לג בעומר ושם כתב חיים ויטל שזה היה בשנה ראשונה. So that's where הרב חיים ויטל saw him for the first time. There the Arizal was dancing away in Maron And he writes as follows, Kodem she'alachti ani etzlo lilmod. This is before I went to learn by him. And זה כל היה ביקור השני של הארי זל במירון, כי פעם ראשונה ביקר שם היה בשנת ה' שנחף בייס, שמונה שנים לפני שעלה להשתקיה. Really, this is actually the second time that הארי זל came. The first time he actually came was in 8 years before, just to visit. כי נזכה בהדה בספר פרי עץ חיים. ואז ראה אותו שם, שם, Rav Chaim Vital. Ayabo Perek Begil Esrim. And that's actually when he noticed Rav Chaim Vital. And actually, that Chaim Vital was only 20 years old at the time. Ki etchil lilmod im Ari beyod gil chafchetz. And when did Rav Chaim Vital start learning when the Arizal? He was 28 years old. V'Arizal haya begil chafchetz. Aynu eser shanim lifnei. This was 10 years before Arizal died. Ve'al yiduotav az katav Rav Chaim Vital v'sha'a kavanot now v'aya az pam rishona sheba b'mitzrayim v'ein ani yodea im az haya baki v'yodua b'chokhma ze'a niflav se'asiga achakach. It's interesting to know that Rav Chaim Vital writes over there in Drush, if I'm not mistaken, in the Drush of Lag Ba'omer, in Sha'a Kavonis, he says, I saw that Arizal, and I noticed him, but I didn't really take notice of him, because I wasn't sure whether he was as great as he is now. I mean, he's talking to Mafreya. Because he did write down what he saw, but he says, I'm not going to write it down in the official writings of the Arizal, because what we were writing down is Der Nuvua. What he got after that, he was like a malach. He wasn't a person anymore. He was able to see through people, to talk to the birds, listen to the sounds of the grass, and translate their language. He was an incredible talking to malachim on a standard basis, and the neshamas would come to him for tikkunim. He was not a normal person. But when he first came to Svat, we're not convinced that he had the nevuah, and therefore I'm not going to write down what I saw. That's what he writes over there. And then he can souvenir shayim. Okay, adka. Then we're going to continue. Then he says like this. At the Kuntchus HaKatzir, again, the first preliminary writings of the Arizal was in bullet form, bullet points. And he writes over there, Maskir Rav Chaim Vital Zal, Bekama Mikomot, Bektadav, Lifanami Meitik, Mimena Lashonot Shlemim, Kifi Shinichtuvu Sham, Vilifanami Mitzatzetz, sometimes you write long sentences, sometimes you write just bullet points. I like Duma Shak Damo, they were saying Shak Damo Dush Ak. Hetik Lashon Mikuntos Katsir. And sometimes you see in the writings, so when we get to the writings of the Arizal in Etz Chaim, we'll find sometimes this mention of Kuntos Katsir. Remember this name, so we'll say, what is Kuntos Katsir? So now we know this Kuntos Katsir is the bullet point, this is the original writings that he wrote. Of the lessons that he heard from the Arizal, Ba'ein Sefer Mavor Sharim, and this is the last edition of his writing called Mavor Sharim. Sheivu Rav Chaim Vital Zal Chelik Melashon Leniskar Ve'id Sham Ktzava Be'et Hashmiya, and that could be actually the first writings are sometimes your best writings, because that's the original. You hear it fresh and you write it down as you're hearing in the shiur of the Arizal. You can imagine, as you're reading this writings of the Kuntus of Katsir, you can imagine this is directly from the mouth of the Arizal himself. As is being said, he's writing it down. V'ay b'sha'a kavanot, and he writes over there, Rav Chaim, matzati katu b'kuntrasi mipi mori zal. And he writes over there, this is what I heard directly from the mouth of Arizal, and which I've written over here, my book, which is Kuntros Katsir. ועל פי רשימות קצרות אלו התחיל הרב חיים ויטל זל מיד לאחר פנטירתו זל בהי באב בשין הי שין למד בי. So he started with this first writing, it's called the Kuntrus HaKatzir, to start writing out all the lessons that he heard from the Arizal. לכתוב כל דרושי חוכמת האמת בערך באור כפי קבלם וכאשר רמז בשעה הקדמות, and this is where he writes in the הקדמות, דה כי הדרוש הנזכר כתבתי בקיצור נמרץ בראשי פרקים בעת שמעתיו ממורי זר. ואתה כבואי להעתיקו ולהחיבו נעלם ממנו הבנת ראשית דבריו בעניין זמן הנערה, ולכן רציתי להעתיק אותו כמו שהוא שם. Interesting. Like I said, sometimes your first writing, you go to a class, you go to a shiur, and you start writing short notes. When you go back to them, could be in a day, could be in a month's time. When you look back at them, sometimes you don't even understand your own writings. But you know one thing's for definite. When you wrote it, v'shasmas, you understood fully what you were writing, and had all the mahus, all the energy was given out, was put into that writing. So says Rav Chaim Vital in Shak Damot, the exact same thing. That sometimes I look at my writing, I don't know what I wrote. The essence of all that writing is in this kuntos of kitzur. And therefore, since I don't want to dilute the power of that teaching, I'm going to write it as I wrote it originally. So sometimes we're going to see writings of Rizal in the Rav Chaim Vital, we'll say, what is he talking about? We have to understand that he's just copying out his original notes in the full essence, in the full, exactly word for word, what he heard from the Arizal, which is very, very powerful. Just the segula as well, besides the havana, can help a person very much. Okay, so we'll stop it here for now. So Hashem will continue next time we meet.